Moncrief on News Talk.
Gaming giant Electronic Arts, the company behind EA, FC, The Sims and Mass Effect, have been taken private in a deal worth $55 billion, I am seeing here. That's a fair bit of money. And Rory Gavin is joining us to tell us more about it. Rory, there's a lot going on here. I mean, firstly, EA, that's a fantastically successful company, isn't it?
Huge. I think it's been on the public stock market for about 36 years now. So this is finally them going private. They're one of, I would say, the last big gaming publishing giants in the industry that haven't been bought out yet. We've been seeing in the past couple of years, maybe 10 or so, a lot of these big companies are consolidating, coming together. You have the big platform holders like Nintendo, Sony, Microsoft. They're starting to buy them up, putting them under their own umbrella. EA itself is huge. They're known for EA FC, formerly known as FIFA, Madden Football, The Sims, which is ginormous, Battlefield, those kind of games. So this acquisition is pretty concerning, I would say, to a lot of people in the industry. It's three groups: the Saudi Arabia Public Investment Fund, Silver Lake Investments, and Affinity Partners, which I believe is owned by Jared Kushner, Trump's son-in-law. So what's tricky about this is it's a $55 billion investment. That's huge in itself. It's not the biggest investment. Microsoft bought Activision, who are known for Call of Duty, for about $68 a few years ago. And there's a problem there in the sense that it's not only a $55 billion buyout, it's a leveraged $55 billion buyout, which means that once EA are acquired, which I assume is today or soon, they will be holding $18 billion in debt that they will want to pay off very quickly. So not only do you have an issue there in the sense that they need to make their money back quickly, so you're going to see layoffs immediately, you're going to see games getting cancelled, games getting monetized more. So if you're a FIFA player at the moment, you might log in next week and see that there might be many more options for you to spend your money on things like Ultimate Team, buying cards, ripping packs, whatever. That's a trick. Also, the fact that it's Saudi Arabia Public Investment Fund is a trick. The Sims is a ginormous franchise and is really popular among LGBT people. So if you have any sort of sexual orientation or anything like that, you're catered for in The Sims. You can make a non-binary Sim. You can have gay marriage in The Sims. You can have same-sex adoption in The Sims. There's an issue now where people are very concerned and people are boycotting the game already, because this was announced maybe 10 months ago, that what's going to happen now to The Sims? Can I still have my adoptive child? Can I still marry a man? Can I marry a woman?
Right. So many questions.
So many questions up in the air.
The first thing that's really struck me is the leveraged buyout. And that's immediately reminding anyone who's a football fan of the Glazers and Man United.
Yeah.
Where they essentially it was like taking a mortgage out on United to pay for buying United and then putting the mortgage against the team itself. United have been in trouble ever since.
Yeah, and it's mad to me. I mean, like, even Microsoft's buyout of Activision, they didn't have any debt there, but they are still trying to make that money back. They just had 1,600 people laid off last month, and they're planning another 1,600 later this year, all off that investment, maybe in 2023. So they're still paying that off.
Yeah.
The fact that it's $18 billion of debt straight away is ridiculous. And you're going to see
a hugely successful company. And this is its most recent games. It sold $7 million in a day.
Yeah.
Something like that. I mean, they're
absolutely
huge. And they're also bloody great games too.
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, like FIFA, people love FIFA and it comes out every year.
Yeah.
And they're paying £70 every year to play that game.
Have you played FIFA as a matter of interest?
I have, yeah, but I mean, a long time ago.
I played a long time ago too.
Yeah.
And it was brilliant then.
Yeah, I'll play a whole variety of things. Right now I'm playing, like, from EA, I'll play like their Battlefield games, their shooters.
Yeah.
I like The Sims the odd time. So there are still plenty of games that they have a kind of wide audience, I think, they cater to. Where
yeah.
they, like, no matter who you are as a gamer, there's usually a game they have that you can play. Even like if you're a more casual person, they own like Plants vs. Zombies, one of those type of games on the phone. So what they've promised anyway is that at the end of the year, they're already going to do $700 million in cutbacks on their own costs, including as $170 million in, what do they call it? Organizational efficiencies, which just really means mass layoffs. Yeah. They have about 14,000 employees at the moment. They have offices in Galway. So that's a trick where,
to worry,
what's going to happen there? What's going to happen to those people?
The thing too that strikes me then is that you have this really successful model and you're buying it because it's so successful. And the first thing you're doing is laying so much debt on it that it has to disassemble what you've just bought.
It's hilarious. I mean, yeah, you think about it where EA is a money printing machine. I don't know the last time they've ever been in, the red or whatever. They've always been printing money. So to get them now and say, okay, we have them, that's great, let's gut them. Let's just completely get rid of everything. Let's close studios. Let's cancel games in development. Let's start consolidating everything. One of the big things you'll see now is less risk. You'll see them do sequels after sequel. They won't do any sort of new series or new IP. You've seen that in like Hollywood, obviously, where they just focus on sequels or remakes, reboots. You're going to see that more and more here. And on top of that, they're going to maybe lean more into generative AI to make their games. They want to cut down on their budgets. If you have an art department in a studio, maybe you can cut them in half and then lean the rest on AI, which obviously is not very popular at the moment, especially among gamers. So, it's very disheartening. It's something that when it was announced that it was in the works, didn't really take long to get through. Only about 10 months. Like, it kind of went through all the whatever barriers they needed to go through. And it's just very disheartening. It's very up in the air about what's going to happen next. But we're sure that...
Is it making billionaires of certain people in EA?
I'm sure. I think
at the moment,
if you're a shareholder of EA at the moment, I think you're being bought out at about $210 a share, which is something ridiculous. Or maybe is it $2.10, something ridiculous.
And nothing was ever going to stop that money.
No, and I mean, yeah.
That's a level of money the problem. That these people just can't say no to.
No, like none of the, if you're a public investor, you're not going to say no to that.
And on the more kind of moral side of it, Saudi Arabia, where consensual same-sex conduct can be punishable by death.
Yeah.
The idea of them really, though, making changes surely to the games, that would make no sense whatsoever.
So I've been thinking about this. The Sims is, again, like I said, huge audience, huge LGBT audience. I don't know if they're going to go back now and say, imagine you load back into The Sims 4, which is their current game. You load back in and suddenly your child's missing because you're a same-sex couple. I don't think that's going to happen, obviously. But you think about what's the next Sims game going to look like. Are they going to remove that option? I don't think so. I think maybe they might just hold their nose and just, you know, watch the money roll in. But you might think about other games they might be making in the future, a newer IP, a sequel to something. The Sims has this ingrained audience that I think they want to keep. But if you think about any other game under their portfolio, you might start seeing less representation there, which is tough.
Would you not think that just because they're so financially driven that they wouldn't do anything that's going to threaten that? And if that means in putting together a game which is kind of against what they believe morally, they will have no problem with that whatsoever as long as the money is rolling in.
Yeah, I mean, look, I can't speak for them, obviously, but it's just so...
just doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense. I have a feeling you might see it in small ways at the beginning.
Yeah.
And eventually, hopefully, they push on more.
You may see it.
You may see it, obviously, yeah. And then, I mean, and if we're talking about monetization and money being pushed, they bought Pokemon Go, which is a ginormous mobile game. They bought that for about $3.5 billion. And all those players are already seeing more buttons on their screen that says buy this, more menus they have to go through, more timers that they have to wait for that they can shorten.
Yeah.
So you're already seeing this monetization and you're kind of seeing examples of how they would do it.
Yeah.
And none of it looks good.
No, they don't look good at all and they ruin the experience of playing the game.
Absolutely.
They take an awful lot away from it. Will that happen fast? Will you see changes faster? Are you talking a year, 2 years, 3 years?
I think you might see it immediately in their next sports titles. You might even see updates in the next few months of those games. But definitely once the next FIFA rolls around, the next Madden football, whatever, you will see those examples of features that before were free are now maybe costing money. Things are pared back more. You might see, again, more AI-generated art assets, textures, logos, whatever. So, yeah, I think you will see it, and you will see it soon.
It's like the James Bond franchise, isn't it, really? It's just, you know...
Yeah, I saw you playing the theme song in your show anyway.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
It was brilliant, yeah.
And now it's going to be a million things that might not be brilliant.
I mean, even talking about that, Amazon, we're like, oh, now we own this and we're not even going to let the original developer make the next one. And you're like, Amazon, what are you talking about? Yeah. It's hard. It's sometimes these suits, I guess I'll call them, they don't understand what makes a game good and they don't understand what makes a game successful sometimes. They sometimes want to just see the money number go up. And they don't care how it affects the game or its quality.
Yeah. I think if I remember correctly, an investment fund owned Radiohead at one point back in the day. It didn't end well.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, they bought EMI at one point. I think.
Oh my God.
I don't think it stayed with them for long, but
long
enough to do damage. Fascinating stuff, Rory. Thanks very much for that, Rory Gavin there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.